Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Well, it was September 2008, 5 years ago, this very month. Global markets were stunned when financial services firm Lehman Brothers collapsed. The bankruptcy filing remains the largest in U.S. history, $600 billion in assets of the time that Lehman folded. 5 years later, we have the Dodd-Frank law, the most significant change to financial regulation in the United States since the Depression. But has enough been done to guard against another global financial crisis? Have we learned our lesson? Anat Admati is author of The Banker's New Clothes and a professor of finance and economics at Stanford's Graduate School of Business and joins me now. Hi, Anat.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
And thanks for being on. Just by way of review, brief history, Lehman Brothers, like so many other firms, used derivatives and fancy formulas to finance highly leveraged purchases of risky, high-risk subprime mortgages. It didn't work. And they collapsed. I have it about right. That's sort of the basic history, right?
Yes, Lehman Brothers did that, and lots of other financial institutions did various variations of that, taking enormous risks, hiding some of this risk, and doing so with enormous amounts of borrowed money, which meant that they couldn't really, they went under or easily became very, very distressed and frozen when right. There were losses.
So Lehman is gone. Other banks were deemed too big to fail and were protected, were bailed out with TARP, the Troubled Assets Relief Program, $800 billion of government money to bail out or loan to these firms. We all have heard of Dodd-Frank. It's a great time to ask, are we protected from too big to fail? Are we protected from a repeat of the Lehman Brothers debacle now?
First, let me say the TARP money was used to save lots and lots of banks, not just the too-big-to-fail banks, but a lot of banks, and including, indeed, the largest banks. We were invested $160 billion in them. Some would tell you we got it back, but the whole thing was really quite amazing. The answer to your question, are we protected, is unfortunately no.
Why? Why not? Why after all of the wrangling over Dodd-Frank, are we still vulnerable to this?
Because what Dodd-Frank is a very complicated law. It has many, many parts. But the problem with the implementation of this law is that it gives enormous authority to regulators. And in fact, these are the same regulators that actually failed before. And very unfortunately, they continue to fail now to take simple steps in some cases to make this system safer and healthier. Right now, it's not just the risk of a crisis, it's the maintenance of an incredibly unhealthy system that really benefits very few people and endangers and harms others, many, many others.
One of the biggest problems in this financial collapse, certainly at Lehman, was this concept of leverage, borrowed money used to finance these investments. And at Lehman, right before the collapse, as I understand it, leverage of 31 to 1, meaning for every dollar of equity, $31 borrowed. You say cracking down on leverage is really what we need to be doing. How far have we gone?
Well, it's really the most basic and the easiest and the most beneficial thing that only does good stuff for the system. And we've done way, way too little. The regulations before were just outrageous. And the regulation that are supposedly much tougher are not very tough at all and far from sufficient. They also have a flawed structure that gives really bad incentives to load up risks in certain places that are not necessarily as productive, but just because the regulation views them as safe, like AAA securities or government debt or other things, and distorts the decision and allows more living more on the edge for the banks.
Well, I covered Dodd-Frank when it went through the Senate. A lot of us did. And I know that the law does have new requirements, new equity requirements, the amount of cash on hand or cash reserves that these companies have to have. Does that not help in the leverage problem? Can they still borrow billions on risky investments?
Well, you are mixing two things, two sides of what they do and how they fund. Cash reserves is stuff sitting idle, and that's not where the action is, unless it's very, very high. The action is onboard money. Think of it like down payment. In other words, how much of your investments are funded with shareholders' money, with earnings that you retain, with money that's not borrowed versus borrowed. So it's the mortgage versus the equity of the bank. That's what we're talking about. And there, the requirements, the law does not have any requirements. The law tells the regulators to have requirements. Requirements under Title I of the law, it says prudential regulation. In fact, they ask the biggest banks to submit something called the living wills, which supposedly tells us how they could go under bankruptcy, go through bankruptcy without harming us, which of course they can't because they're multiple times bigger than Lehman
was. And the point there being, to use the cliche that we started with, the point there being still too big to fail, which seems to be the problem 5 years later. Anant Admati, author of The Banker's New Clothes, professor of finance and economics at Stanford School of Business. Thank you.
Thank you.
Stick with us at the end of the hour. We're going to have a conversation about why 5 years after the collapse, Wall Street is still not using its female capital. But next, it's back to school.
Everyone fears this is a lost year for Philly education students, and no student can afford to lose a year of learning.
The start of a new school term should be a time of excitement and expectation. In Philadelphia, the overwhelming emotion, trepidation. Find out why. That's next on The Takeaway.